You're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Danielle Kading. In this hour, we're previewing local and national races ahead of tomorrow's spring election. We spoke with county clerks in Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties about what they're expecting tomorrow. And we begin with Douglas County Clerk Sue Sandvik.
We are anticipating a higher turnout than what would be typical for an April election. Obviously, with the presidential preference vote on the ballot. So, the state, I believe, is predicting about 40%, and I think that's probably going to occur here, and there may be some municipalities that probably are going to have a higher turnout yet.
And what are you expecting are the races that are going to bring people out, at least for Douglas County?
Well, I think there are two things that are generating interest, and those two things are school district referendums. The School District of Solon Springs has a referendum, and the School District of Superior has a referendum.
Bayfield County Clerk Scott Vibert says plans for a large-scale hog farm is one factor playing a role in voter turnout there.
I think it's driven interest in supervisory races. You know, it's be unfair to say that that's the only reason that people are running.
And, what do you typically see for turnout then in years past, and what are you thinking will turn out this year?
Boy, typically this is so different, though, because Wisconsin has really usually never mattered because delegates, because obviously you got the presidential preference on this ballot as well. So the delegates are usually achieved by now. Well, they aren't, and Wisconsin's very much in question. I'm thinking our voter turnout's going to be twice as much as what normal spring elections are.
And what are your normal spring election turnouts?
Maybe 20 to 30%, probably about 30%. So I would think 50 to 60 okay. percent for this election, because the presidential thing is there, the county interest is there. And we have a few school district races as well.
And in nearby Ashland County, here's what Clerk Heather Schutte had to say about voter turnout.
Well, of course, the top one would be our presidential preference race. We also have the Ashland County supervisor. There are a few contested races, some districts there. And also the Ashland School District has a referendum that will get a lot of voters out.
And Iron County Clerk Mike Sari says there are a number of races driving people to the polls.
School board in Mercer will bring people into Mercer because they also have a contested alderman race there. They have four individuals for two open spots. So I would say that Hurley has a contested thing for their council, and the city of Montreal has a mayor's race and an alderman that is contested. So those three will be pretty good for sure. The other ones won't be probably quite as high, but there is some interest in the presidential because Wisconsin still means something.
And you also said that the town of Sherman has three open spots for school board?
For school board on the Shawamigan School District, yes.
And only one person running or on the ballot?
Actually on the ballot for three open spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then just in recent days, you've seen two registered write-in candidates?
Yes, yes. For the other two slots, at least someone is showing interest in those other two spots.
And that's Larry, did you say Pelisak of Park Falls?
Yep,
and
for the city of Park Falls.
And Douglas Rain?
Yep, from the Glidden area.
Last week, we spoke with candidates vying for county board seats in those four counties, and while each one has challenges specific to their county, many candidates touched on issues that are affecting all of northern Wisconsin. Candidates touched on challenges with economic development, job creation, infrastructure, aging, and drug abuse. And we begin tonight with candidates vying for county board in Douglas County. In District 15, incumbent Sue Hendrickson faces challenger Jerry Payne.
This is the end of my sixth term. I'm on the administration committee, and we strive to have a good budget that takes care of the people of the county and stays within our means. I think we're in really good shape financially. We're very conservative. So I guess that's one thing that's important to me, that our budget reflects a caring government and to treat our employees well. I also serve on the Land Conservation Committee, and it's very important to me that we keep our environment so clean and green as it is. Roads is always right up there. It's something that people see and experience every day, and we have tried many ways to stretch a tight budget. And, you know, we only have 48,000 people in our whole county to support over 300 miles of roads. It's a real big problem. And, I mean, a mile of road can cost $1 million. So we're working on different ways. We took the 0.5% sales tax idea down to Superior Days. I think it had some legs. Our bill died, but I hope that the state will give us the right to local control on that issue.
Jerry Payne. I'm 32 years old. I've been married for about 3.5 years now. I'm raising a stepson with my wife, and I work for the Postal Service as a letter carrier. I'm running for county board. Basically, politics has always interested me. I'd really like to focus on issues outside of the city, mostly county roads and infrastructure, our roads, bridges, our trails and our trail systems, and things that give more access to us residents, not only for travel and work and commute, but for recreation as well. One of my main goals and one of my beliefs, I think, is we need to start planning more for the future when it comes to our infrastructure. I think we need some people on the board that have the ability to work with contractors, know how to read bids and contracts and things like that, so we know we're getting the most bang for our buck, if that makes sense. And the other side of that is, you know, our workers. I think we need to stand up for our workers, our county workers, our city workers as well. You know, when it comes to development, I think we can only grow farther. We can't. There's only so many places in Superior we can build housing, and there's only so many places in the county we can build housing. So we need to look at those issues and see what we can do and plan for the future so that when it comes time to build or change zoning laws or things like that, that the roadblocks are already kind of taken care of.
In District 20, incumbent Dave Conley faces opponent Jake Fuller.
I've been there for 28 years. I'm actually a veteran of the board, I would say. I feel that I'm an advocate for the people I represent. I feel I'm responsive to them. And my main issues on a personal level, my main issues are good-paying jobs with benefits, not just any job, but jobs that actually pay benefits. I'm all for improving our transportation system in northern Wisconsin. And I want to see the children of our area, the elderly, those with other needs, to be able to access the state programs that we've seen cut. I think those programs have made a difference in people's lives. And those are the people that are so vulnerable. And it hurts me that those are sometimes the first things that are cut. And then on a personal level, I'm always very, very concerned about our natural resource and our environment. I feel that we still have good air quality, great water quality in northern Wisconsin, and I'm very protective of that. So, you know, I do take an environmental stance on most issues.
We reached out to both candidates, but Jake Fuller did not return our calls. In District 18, Dan Corbin faces write-in candidate Shane Kerrigan.
Shane Kerrigan. I've lived in Superior all my life and grew up here, went to school here. I got 3 kids in the school. I noticed there was only one person running in our district, and I just thought that little competition's always good. And for me, crime in our area is rising very rapidly. I don't know if people hear about it a lot, but out in the county, out where we live outside the city limits, of course, and a lot of theft, a lot of things going on. I'd like to see some more answers there, you know, so I'm just going to see what I can find out and what there is to do as far as penalties, higher penalties. As far as the law enforcement, I believe they do a pretty fair as best they can. I think it might go to the judicial side, the penalties people are paying. You know, you read the papers, 6 months probation for an arm. You know, a list as long as your arm on these charges. They drop 3/4, 7/8 of them, and then 6 months probation and out back on the street, you know. And that irritates me. The roads and stuff, we always complain about that, but I think we do a pretty good best we can. That always boils down to money, you know, maintaining our roads. And I don't have a big problem with it, but I'd like to be involved in maybe some of the planning.
Again, we reached out to both candidates, but Dan Corbin did not return our calls. We travel further east to Bayfield County, where 7 seats are being contested on the board. Plans for a large-scale hog farm are again playing a role in the challenges there, and we hear first from District 1 candidate Kathy Wendling, who faces Brian Goodwin.
I think one of the first issues of concern is the erosion of local control, and I plan to work with a group of concerned lakeshore owners and Representative Myers and Senator Buley to introduce a bill to reinstate the lake classification provisions that were lost with the passage of Act 55.
One of the big issues for Bayfield County in the last year besides shoreland zoning has been the proposed hog farm, and I'm just wondering if you support or oppose that operation being built in the county.
Well, it's not a matter of supporting or opposing. Unfortunately, our local control was taken from us. We have to allow a CAFO to site in our county. But as a board member, I would work toward applying conditions to the CAFO application that would safeguard our environment. Economic development is another big issue of concern for our county. We need to create some good employment opportunities. As a county board member, what we've done so far is the county supports the Bayfield County Economic Development Corporation that works on economic development, obviously. We support the tourism department, and I've supported and I will continue to support the creation of the county business park. I personally am working toward the expansion of broadband and cell service to our underserved communities. I'm working on grant funding at this moment to try to get cell service and broadband up here in the town of Russell, which is at the tip of a peninsula. And it's not only a safety issue, but it's an economic issue. If we want to have small businesses locate here, we have to have infrastructure for them.
District 1 challenger Brian Goodwin didn't return our calls. In District 3, incumbent Ken Bucky Jardine faces challenger Larry Fickbaum.
Bucky is my common nickname since I was 2 years old. So.
And you said this is your 10th run. You've been in on the county board for 20 years?
April was 5th. It'll be 20 years.
Okay. So why do you keep coming back, or why do you keep running for county board?
Well, really because I care for the town and the county itself. We've been working pretty hard on projects as we're going through it. The biggest one right now is that pig farm down in the town of Eileen. And we're now working on trying to regulate it the best we can because most of it's controlled by the state anyway. And also, the second one is probably our declining evaluation of the. And when that happens, of course, then up goes your. If you're going to maintain the same services, up goes your tax on the adjoining people. And so that can get to be kind of hairy. Then all of a sudden, you want to cut somewhere, and you can only cut so far. I've been working on small-time projects like the scenic byway here, Highway 13, through going along the lakeshore. Maybe it'd probably bring in a little more tourism because tourism, we're taking in about $42 million a year on tourism. So that's another project that we have to keep going and managing. Our department now is only 1.5 people, and I'd like to see another person on it, but again, budget time.
I think the counties need to be more aggressive on how we handle the lack of local control. It's affecting us in so many different ways, from schools to roads to zoning. The list goes on and on. Financially, we get a lot of money off of forestry right now, and that pays for a lot of things. I just want to make sure that the forests in Bayfield County are sustainable. I think we can maybe promote some more tourism in this part of the state through advertising and maybe think outside the box a little bit instead of snowmobilers and four-wheelers. Though I don't want to see those go away, I think that bicycling could have a real future in this area.
You know, and you mentioned the CAFO before and how that's been an issue with a lack of local control. And just because that is such a big issue for the county, do you support or oppose that project?
I am totally opposed to that project. And I'm in a unique position because I grew up in Chickasaw County where the CAFO, where Dale Reichs has his farm. And this isn't just some farmer's manure. This is manure that's got a lot of antibiotics, growth stimulants in it, and that doesn't go away. And that get spread out into the fields. We have runoff into Fish Creek and eventually right into Lake Superior.
In District 5, incumbent Dee Kittleson faces challenger Jeremy Oswald.
They call me Dee. I oppose the CAFO. I think we need to establish more strict rules. We need to, if they do happen to set up shop, so to speak, in town of Eileen, we need to monitor the water because I'm really concerned about the water, the protecting the water. This is very close to the to what they call Fish Creek, and then it's close to Lake Superior. So it's really important for everybody, not just Bayfield County. On another completely different issue, I'm really worried and concerned about the UW Extension reorganization. And we need to try to keep our local agents in our counties. I think one of the things that our county has accomplished is bringing in revenue, which a lot of counties have not, and that is due to our forestry department. They have worked really hard on bringing in the revenue that we need to run the county.
I am running because I would like to have a voice at that table. I want to be a choice for people to have a different kind of conversation on the Board of Supervisors. One thing that on the county board right now, all the committee meetings, except for the Board of Supervisors themselves, they happen during the day, and that's fine. But I feel that those meetings there should at least be a discussion about having them at a time when people who work 9 to 5 should be able to attend them. I'm against the hog farm. I think it's a bad idea for the location that they're proposing so close to the lake. I also don't like, the way that, this group hasn't been accessible. This Reichsville, they kind of showed up at one county supervisor meeting and poof, they're gone. I know that tourism is a big deal in Bayfield County, and I always get interested in that. I think tourism is going to grow in our county, but how do we do that in a way that it's still appealing to the people that currently live here? How do we make that adjustment there where we try to find a way that we are drawing more people into our area, hopefully to stay, but we do it in a way that doesn't compromise what we already have? I don't know. I love to find, common ground within that group, and I hope I can bring that to the county board.
In District 6, incumbent John Bennett faces challenger Jeff Silbert.
John Bennett, I think everybody for the CAFO wants to see it gone. And in all honesty, I don't think that's going to happen. But I believe that we can regulate it strong enough to stop any pollution, either be water, air, whatever. The University of Wisconsin Extension Office, I really don't want to see anybody be laid off because of so much that they do, especially for our young people. It would make a heck of an impact. And as far as the budget, that's pretty much an ongoing thing. I want to make sure that everything is done right.
So are there other issues or other topics that you would like to work towards if reelected?
I would like to see improved relationships between the county and the employees. I have lived in Bayfield County pretty much most of my life. Back in about 1901, my grandfather bought land just outside of a little town called Grandview. Born and raised there. Went to work for 20 years for the phone company. Took an early out there. Went to work for Bayfield County after 18 years. I retired. And my former person that was on the county board asked me if I would run. And I said, sure, give it a shot. And since then, I have become very involved in it. And I'm currently on 9 committees. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and I hope people vote for me.
Jeff Silbert, most friends call me Jeff, and I just love Bayfield County and Shawamigan Bay, and I love the people here. I love our neighbors, and I want to say thank you, I want to serve, I want to become more involved. In terms of accomplishing things, is would be to address some of my concerns. And some of the concerns are the lack of local control that is coming down to the little municipalities like ourselves from Madison big state government, lakeshore zoning, and many items, and try to take a proactive look at these and see how they're going to affect us and maybe take action on them. Another big issue facing the county is the industrial hog factory, which is a terrible fit for Bayfield County. And then the other thing is we're challenging by is lack of funding, reduced funding. And one of these that sort of hurts me personally is the lack of UW funding that goes to our local ag extension people, UW extension here in the county. We have a dedicated office, and we're not certain how the budget cuts will affect if they'll spread them too thin. The development and the jobs, they need to be appropriate for our area. They need in terms of scale and how they fit in the county. For example, a GM or a Ford plant would not be good, and also a 26,000 hog factory would not be a good development on the shores of Lake Superior. So we need smart development, and we need smaller local businesses that don't shoot ourselves in the foot in terms of our water-based economy, but actually complement us.
In District 8, incumbent Fred Strand faces Neil Schultz.
Fred Strand, well, I'm running because I care. I care about our communities, my fellow human beings, the future of our communities, our state. I think the biggest issue facing Bayfield County, as well as much of the rest of northern Wisconsin, is the economy and the economic situation of many of our residents. Compared to the rest of Wisconsin, Bayfield County in northern Wisconsin has lower per capita and household income. We generally have higher unemployment rates. We have a higher percentage of our population that lives in poverty. We're an aging portion of the state. We have more older retired people, and we have a lesser portion of our population as young, say under age 65. And many of those people that are younger that were born and raised in our communities had to leave the area to find work. So as a challenge, we need to work to retain the current jobs and businesses that we have in our counties. We need to help these businesses stay strong and grow so they provide more jobs. And then we need to work at attracting a few new businesses and jobs in the area. I'm pro-agriculture. We all eat, and I love to eat. I'm a pro-environmentalist. We all need clean air and clean water, so we need both of these things, and we can have both. State law does not allow a local unit of government, such as the county, to prohibit CAFOs from coming into the area. We must allow them whether we want them or not. But there are things that the county can do and has done to protect our natural resources and human health while allowing large-scale farms such as CAFOs in the county. I've supported the county's adoption of the ban of aerial application of manure, the adoption of the state standard siting ordinance for CAFOs, and the adoption of the CAFO operational ordinance to help protect our environment and public health.
We reached out to Mr. Schultz, but he didn't return our messages. We're going to take a short break for these announcements, and when we come back, we'll hear more from Bayfield, Ashland, and Iron County Board candidates. I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to our election preview on Hear Me Out here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to our preview of spring election races on Hear Me Out. We've been hearing from county board candidates in contested races, and we continue our look at Bayfield County candidates with the race in District 10 between Rachel Cofftree and Dan Renario.
Rachel Cofftree. I live in Mason, and I have two boys who attend Drummond School. I work for a community health center in Ashland. So one of my priorities is to work on the issue of better jobs for folks in Bayfield County. Right now we have the highest unemployment rate in the state. It's 10.8%. And the pig farm, I think, offered some temptation for folks who see that as an opportunity to have more jobs for people in Bayfield County. So I think we need to think about how to extend responsible tourism in the area so that we can have more of a four-season tourist experience, and think of other ways that we could maybe bring some small manufacturing to the area. The other issues I think that our county needs to think about are how we're going to deal with the elderly population. We're projected to have a huge number, huge proportion of elderly residents. We don't have good transportation. We don't have good ways to get them to their doctor's appointments. They want to stay in their homes, and I don't think we've really thought of ways to it. We have lots of resources, but they seem to be very spread out and not very well integrated. So I think that we sometimes have the answers to our problems right in front of us. We need to get the right people at the table talking together. So, for instance, we need better cooperation between Ashland County, Bayfield County, and the tribes. One other issue that's close to my heart because it's an area that I work in every day is dealing with the issue of opiate addiction and the crime and social problems that come along with it. So I think we need to really think about how we're going to provide mental health services. We had a lot of younger kids commit suicide lately in this area. We need to think about that. We need to think about how we're going to deal with drug addiction issues and all the social problems that come along with them.
Dan Renario. The reason I'm running is I'm tired of hearing people gripe, and I figured I got to do something. I'm retired. I got time, and I like being involved in this. I grew up in a business, so I have a lot of business sense. I've run businesses. I've worked in different companies, even big companies, and worked my way up. We have got to get some jobs up here. I mean, our kids are leaving. It's our biggest export. All these top counties, it's their biggest export, is our children. They're all leaving, and it's because we don't have decent jobs.
And are there other issues that you're running on as well? Like, for instance, you know, I know that the proposed hog farm has been a big issue for Bayfield County in the last year.
I'm for it.
You're for it. Okay.
I went down to Iowa. They were at the Reichs farm. I used to say people live like pigs. Well, I can't say that anymore. I mean, the place is clean. It's well run. It's a multi-million dollar operation. And, I mean, they're like a AAA bonding. I mean, they're unbelievable what they do. They would really help the area here, bring in some jobs. I'm for less smaller government, and people have got to learn to take care of themselves. I do think the other problem we have here, and we both agree on this, is we have a old population, you know, and I'm up there myself, but we've got to do something to help these old people, or they can't live in their houses, and that's what they want. I mean, they want to stay at home.
In District 11, incumbent Sean Miller faces challenger Sarah Martinez.
What got me in thinking about running was the CAFO and how my representative voted on the issue of a moratorium. And I've talked to him about it. I understand why he voted the way he voted, but I still am not happy with the way he voted. And so that kind of, you know, made me think about running because I felt like I wasn't being represented. I'm opposed to anything that big. So, I'm absolutely not against farming. I have ideas for promoting small-scale farming that is, you know, much better for everybody. You have more people earning a living off of it, and to grow the local food movement, which is something a lot of people are excited about. People are wanting to buy local, and that's one thing that the CAFO did for the local farmers is it, you know, gave them a leg up because people want to keep their support their local farmers now in a way they weren't thinking about before. I'm also, like I said before, I'm really concerned about some of the issues that I've uncovered while talking to, you know, the voters, the elderly voters, the new Walker budget has cut a lot of money, and they're not sure how it's going to affect the elderly population, but it definitely will have some negative repercussions. As everything I've been reading, that's what the word is out there. They're just not quite sure yet what's going to be affected. So, it's something that I'd really like to be on the Aging and Disabilities Committee if I'm elected, because I think that there are some really good ideas and some potential for some small businesses to crop up out of that, even caring for elderly in their homes so that they can continue to live in their homes.
We reached out to Mr. Miller, but he didn't return our calls. In neighboring Ashland County, three county board seats are seeing challenges. In District 16, incumbent Ken Lindquist faces Martin Vitek. Neither candidate returned our calls. In District 18, incumbent Carl Kubley faces challenger Mike Hamm. And so, for how many years have you served on the county board?
20 years now.
Okay. And so, why are you continuing to run for a seat on the board, or why do you think it's important to serve?
Well, I think it's important to what the local people have to say and what happens with the county, definitely.
And are there any particular issues in Ashland County that you've been working on or that you hope to work on more if reelected to the county board?
Well, it depends on what committees I get on. Some of them are appointed and some are elected, and they're all when the reorganization meeting is later on in the month is when after the election. So everybody starts over at that time. I've been on the law, originally on the law enforcement committee and the forestry committee.
Are there any particular issues that you see as top priorities for the county right now?
Well, one of the things that's coming up, because we're Ashland County and half of the county's on the Lake Superior watershed, so that CAFO deal up in Bayfield will affect Bayfield County, which is right next door to Shawangun Bay and the Apostle Islands. That's going to affect the water quality coming out of Fish Creek.
And do you have a particular stance on the hog farm? Are you supporting or opposed to that?
Well, I'm opposed to the pollution that's going to come into Shawangun Bay, definitely.
Again, we reached out to both candidates, but Mr. Hamm didn't return our calls. In District 12, incumbent Joe Rose faces challenger and former county board member Mike Stark.
I've been serving on the county board for the past 2 years, and I'm running for re-election now. I think there are some really important issues that I've been working on as a county board member. One of these is this proposed concentrated animal feeding operation. And so there's an outfit out of Iowa called Reich's Farms that has purchased over 560 acres of land over there in the township of Eileen, right in the Fish Creek watershed. And they've rented leased a lot of land on the periphery. They plan to spread maybe 9 or 10 million gallons of untreated manure on those lands over there in the Fish Creek watershed. So what I'm really worried about is with springtime snowmelt and flood stage, the Fish Creek watershed would run into both the White River, which runs into the Bad River, which runs through our reservation. And then also the Fish Creek runs into Shawangun Bay, which is the source of drinking water. And still another issue that I'm very concerned about, I've been actively involved in that issue, and that was the plans by Gogebic Taconite Corporation to mine the Pinoki Hills. Well, we were able to close their offices in Hurley. But now we have another corporation that is laying plans to mine the Pinoki Hills. And so what that amounts to is mountaintop removal. It would threaten the fish and wildlife in those ecosystems, as well as our wild rice on the reservation. And not only that, but it would threaten water quality and air quality.
Mike Stark.
And you said that you've served on the county board before and you were defeated in 2014 by Joe Rose, the incumbent now. And so why have you decided to run again?
To support the island. I mean, the island is a very unusual part of Ashland County. The issues for our district are branches, and the island pays 23% of the entire Ashland County property tax base as comes from the island. And so we've got a huge investment and need to get county services over here, and somebody has to be lobbying for those services from the county or explaining to the county why it's important that they spend the time and effort on the island. Right now, the top priority is putting ordinances in place regarding CAFOs, CAFOs. And that's because of where it's proposed to be located and the watershed going into Lake Superior. That is a huge priority. And my experience as chairman of the zoning committee for the county for 6 years, I was able to get ordinances passed that were in a huge part responsible for the mining company backing out of the Pinokies. And you can only work, you have to work within state statutes, but I've got the ability to work at the state level. I've got a good reputation with our local representatives, and as well as spending time in Madison to make sure that we're being heard up here in the north end of the state.
And nearby Iron County is also seeing three contested races. In District 8, incumbent Carl Krall faces challenger Leslie Kolesar. Mr. Krall declined to be interviewed, so here is Ms. Kolesar.
I think there's a lot of issues that face Iron County. We are a poor county. We have limited resources, so we really need to prioritize those resources. I think I will do an excellent job of promoting not only Iron County, but my particular district, which is Saxon and Gurney, where we have some beautiful county parks, and also some businesses and a great trail system. And I think I can promote all that very well. I do believe that our biggest concern in Iron County is economic development. Like to see what we could do as far as expanding our wood products industry to see more finished products come out. Of course, we always need to encourage tourism and fishing, and we need to use our mineral resources and what we've got to get some employment going through here. One of the most logical things is to try and get more finished products in our wood industry, and rather than trying to attract new businesses from outside of the area, it would be good to create an environment that people who already live here would be willing to try and open a business.
So growing those small businesses or expanding them?
Growing and expanding small businesses and promoting an entrepreneurial spirit among people who are already living here.
In District 9, Dan Swetkovich faces challenger Patrick Hansen.
I've got a love for politics and the people in the county, and serving as town chairman and supervisor, I gained a lot of experience and in grant writing. And for the town of Pence, I got a grant for a water project in 2005. It took me 5 years to get it, but persistent about it and hung in there. And I got a $1.275 million water grant. We have the best system in Iron County right now.
Okay.
So
you have a proven record then?
Yes.
And so what are some of the top issues that you would like to address with the county board if elected?
Well, number one is, as it is right across America right now, is job creation and our economy. I mean, it's a disaster right now. And up here, our unemployment rate is like 12%. We have to try our hardest to pursue every avenue available and try to get industry to come to our county.
And is that what you would like to see, is more growth in industry, like large manufacturing, or what kind of growth
would
you like to see?
Even small people, anything that they could bring in, and you know, if you could employ 10, 15, 20 people, it doesn't have to be a plant that would come in and have 200, 300. Not that you wouldn't take it, bar none, you know, we'd go for it. But even small companies, anything that could, you know, get the ball rolling again. the way it is right now, and very little job. We got tourism and logging. Those are the basic the two things that are keeping here, people here now. But that's for people that have been here for years. I'm 66, but I've been here a long time. And nowadays, to keep the kids that are graduating here, you know, they graduate and they're gone, and you can't blame them because there's nothing to keep them here.
Again, we reached out to both candidates, but Mr. Hansen didn't return our calls. And in District 11, incumbent Vic Wiemet faces challenger John Sendra.
So I'm running for re-election on the county board, and then I'm also running for what had been a vacant seat on the Mercer Town Board. And there were six candidates, and that was narrowed down to four in a primary. So I'm actually in the ballot on two spots, District 11 for Iron County Board and then Mercer Town Board.
Why do you want to run again? What issues are you hoping to address on the county board?
Well, there are a few issues. The main reason I ran originally was to deal with some issues involving the aging unit of Iron County, which administered the senior programs, especially the meals program and nutrition program, and a few other things. And I felt that Mercer in particular was not being treated fairly. So that was really the primary reason that I got involved, was to see that Mercer was treated equitably at the county level. And I want to emphasize the aging unit of Iron County, Inc. was actually a separate corporation, not actually part of the county, although they did receive some funding from the county. Well, anyway, once I was elected and began to tackle that issue, the mining issue was still on the table, and that kind of took over most of the Iron County concerns. From day one, I have been for quote-unquote responsible mining. You might ask, what is responsible mining? A mine that is permitted under the law, operated under the law, and closed under the law.
I decided to run for county board because I felt there was a bit of a void on a county board for what Iron County needs. Iron County needs jobs. It needs better representation in Iron County. And specifically, I'm talking about Mercer now. Iron County is a rather large county. When you take into consideration Hurley up north is 22 miles away, and Mercer, we're at the southern end, not quite the exact southern end, but pretty close. And you know, there's a gap of 20-some miles, 22 or 23 miles. Quite often, we don't get the representation that we need in Mercer from Iron County. So I felt it's time for me to throw my hat in the ring to bring that to our Mercer residents, that representation.
And so are jobs one of the top priorities for you, or what are the
yes,
issues?
Yes, jobs are. Historically, Mercer and Iron County have been either number one or number two in unemployment in the state of Wisconsin. And this goes back quite a few years. So, jobs is one of the things we need desperately.
And so if you're elected to the county board, how would you work toward growing jobs in the area as part of that body?
Well, one of the things, about 4 years ago I was involved in directly, was mining, the mining issue. And my opponent was directly opposed to mining. I think that would have brought a tremendous amount of money and tax base to Iron County. Unfortunately, it was defeated. Well, I can't say defeated. The mining company left of its own volition when a vote came to a head about a year ago concerning the forestry land that it needed for overburden and so on. I would have been a lot more positive on the mining issue and would have been a lot more supportive of mining. And that's why I felt, we have very few opportunities here in Iron County for jobs, meaningful jobs, family-sustaining jobs. So an opportunity like that
was one that just slipped through our fingers needlessly.
Those are the county board races on the ballot for tomorrow. You can hear full interviews with the candidates online at wpr.org/superior. We're going to take a short break for these announcements, and when we come back, we'll look at the national races ahead of tomorrow's spring election and Donald Trump's visit to Superior. You're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Danielle Kading. We'll be back right after this. Good evening. You're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Danielle Kading. In our last segment, we zero in on the presidential race in Wisconsin. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is lagging behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders ahead of tomorrow's election. And Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is trailing behind rival Senator Ted Cruz. Around a dozen people protested the Republican frontrunner's visit to Superior this morning. Marcus White has more.
UW-Superior student Scott McNorton held a sign reading Free Hugs outside of the Richard I. Bong Airport in Superior. McNorton hopes to educate people about Muslims following divisive comments from some presidential campaigns.
It's just an educational opportunity to try and educate others on the people of the Muslim community and to also spread some love, you know, by offering free hugs, you know, just try and make people smile a little bit and just remind people that, you know, even though we might have different opinions or different views on things, that we're all American.
Rebecca Zed protested along with McNorton. Zed is a trans woman from Duluth who made the drive to Superior in order to send a message to Trump supporters.
Worried that in a Trump America that I would have to legitimately fear for my own safety and that of the people I care about.
African-American Carla Hamilton Isle says Trump spouts messages based on hate with little substance.
The things he said about minorities, I mean, are so offensive. And he's promoting hate and also as a woman. I don't, you know, I can't see him, you know, helping me in any way. His message is just, you know, it's all about fear and separation.
The protest in Superior follows a tough week for Trump, who is trailing Republican rival Ted Cruz by about 10 points in recent polls. In Superior, Marcus White, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, around 2,500 people rallied in support of Donald Trump, according to local law enforcement estimates. Among them were Superior's Sarah Barton. Still, Barton says she's on the fence between the two leading Republican candidates.
Well, I like Cruz because he seems more conservative, more steadfast, more level-headed. But on the other hand, I think that Trump can get the job done on some issues that are really important to me personally as a mom. But then I'm kind of concerned about seeing his temper and watching the debates. I'm a little disgusted that I have to go through the presidential debates before we view it with our kids, because there's been some things that have been inappropriate he's said, you know, about appendages, the size and things like that.
As a woman, Barton says she's not concerned about comments Trump made last week about punishing women who have abortions.
You know, I don't read too much into it, honestly, as a mom and as a woman, because I think a lot of it was edited to make him look poorly. So I don't really think a lot of that is 100% his words or his meaning. A lot of what I have seen, I know, has been edited heavily.
But Superior's Pat Correll says she is concerned about it.
He's kind of been flip-floppy on that, so kind of undecided about that.
Meanwhile, Mike Karras of Solon Springs says he likes that Trump is shaking things up.
It ain't so much about what he says, it's just the way he's going about this whole thing. He's throwing a horseshoe into the works here, and it's just waking people up and getting them all stirred up, and it's what we need.
Gunnar Nelson agrees. The U.S. Navy veteran says Trump is strong enough to withstand all the critics.
Yeah, I think he can lead the country. He's courageous in what he does. He's got everyone, and it seems like everyone opposing him. The Republican Party, his opponents, he's doing a great job right now, just trying to get there.
And now we bring you part of what the Republican frontrunner had to say during his visit to Superior. Here is Donald Trump.
I feel so guilty. You know, we have 4,000 or 5,000 people trying to get in. I don't know how they're going to get in anyway. But we have speakers right in the back, thousands of people trying to get in. Something's going on, folks. Something good is going to happen tomorrow. Remember that. Remember I said it. We're tired of being the dummies. We're tired of being the ones that are just ripped off all over the world. Everybody rips off our taxpayers. They rip off our people. We're not going to take it anymore. The big change is coming, so we'll see what happens. Let's see what happens tomorrow. You know, it's sort of interesting. I've been watching and discussing a lot of different subjects and a lot of different waste, fraud, abuse. You see what's going on with our country. And one thing I noticed, I went home last night. I'm watching in a very nice hotel room. I don't ask for much. You know what I want? Clean. I want clean. And when I'm in Wisconsin, it's clean. Do we like that? It's all I want is clean. But I went home and I see commercials. Oh, millions of dollars worth of, it's like about Trump, millions of dollars worth of commercials. And I say, if these people could save their money, give it to charity, the commercials are so false, for the most part, little truths every once in a while, but so false. And it happened to me in Florida. You know, in Florida, we won in a landslide. They spent $38 million on commercials. They had thousands of commercials. I turned on the television. I couldn't stand it. I said, turn it off, turn it off. During one of the major golf tournaments, it's my golf tournament, during the commercial, before they gave out the trophy to Adam Scott at Doral, they come up with a commercial, four in a row, anti-Trump. And you know, I said something. I just wrote it down. It's called Never Trump. Did you hear this? Never Trump. You know what these are? These are establishment people that don't want to see it happen because they're all under troth. They're all making a lot of money. I don't even think in many cases they care who wins. They want to keep it going. And you know, I just said, Never Trump. If they worked this hard to stop Obama, Obama wouldn't have had a chance. You know that? Obama wouldn't have had a chance. So I was writing over it. It's like my favorite topic because I'm self-funding my campaign. I'm putting up my own money, right? And nobody does this. I guess the last might have been Ross Perot. I don't know. I don't know of anybody that does it.
You've been listening to a recording of Donald Trump's rally in Superior today in our preview of local and national races. That's it for our program. You can hear it again online on our website at wpr.org/superior. You've been listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Danielle Kading. We hope to have you back with us next week. Until then, have a great rest of your week.